Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Ken Kazoji. I told you, Ken, I would have a hard time with that one. But he's here with us today from Scottsdale, Arizona, to share his story. Welcome, Ken.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about how you found out about us. You've got a unique story that you got involved with us and then made some decisions to move, change locations out of California. So it's ought to be an interesting story. Let's start back when you were in California and how you found out about us.
Yeah, so a good friend of mine I've known for 20 years has been a Lifestyles member for, I don't know, 5 years, probably maybe even more. And he was knew I was interested in real estate and trying to find the path in real estate. Basically, I tried looked at being an agent, maybe flipping homes, things like that, and said that didn't really seem like a great idea. And he said, hey, you should look into this Lifestyles and then Unlimited. And he started showing me some, cash-on-cash distribution checks that he was getting and some refi checks, et cetera. And, that certainly got my interest. They were pretty big numbers. So, I signed up as a PIG member, then I started off doing some single-family stuff and rehab those remotely, and then wound up selling those, and then started looking at the multifamily. Once I got into the multifamily, I was in Southern California, and it decided, it'd be easier for me, not a requirement, but easier for me to just move to the state where I was trying to do the deals. So I packed up and moved to Scottsdale and have found a couple of deals here, and those have produced really well, frankly. So it's been awesome.
All right. Well, let's go back to the beginning of the story, and let's talk about when you went to the two-day. First of all, where did you take the two-day at?
Took the two-day in San Diego with Dave Fisher.
And what were your aha moments during that?
Aha moments were on the Saturday, I think it was, one is just, if I wanted to do single family to build up a nest egg, just having that outlined and actually going through a real deal, essentially from the MLS live, and then going over all the numbers for the rehab and seeing how you should actually do it and do it correctly. That was one. So like, okay, I could replace my income probably pretty easy if I wanted to buy a bunch of rent houses that have a pretty good income. And so anyway, I started on that, and then the second day was the multifamily, and I said, oh, forced appreciation. I like it. I get it. So that and my buddy showing me checks made me say, yeah, this is the path.
So you said that you started with a couple single-family houses. Where did you buy those at? Because they're not cheap in California.
No. So, as I mentioned, I became an agent and was thinking, well, maybe I'll, everyone in California seems to be flipping homes. So I looked at that, and as soon as you realize that, wait a second, these are like $800,000 houses you have to pay for, and then you have to renovate them and hope that you get the money. I said, oh, that's not going to work. So once I got into Lifestyles, I bought the first places in Dallas and in the DFW area. And then I bought eventually a place in San Antonio as well.
Live where you want, buy where you should. Makes sense.
Yeah, I got the last house in San Antonio was $85,000. I sold it for $200,000, and I think I put $60,000 in it, something like that.
Wow.
I think I went in with $14,000, and after the refi, I had, $5,000 in it.
It's amazing numbers. And you did how many houses before you decided to change over?
So I just did I did three, actually two houses and a duplex.
So when you were going through that process, what did you learn? You're doing real estate out of town. How did you do that?
Well, the Lifestyles network of contractors and things like that you can go to, the resources, that was the number one thing. Like, how do I find these people to do the rehab projects? So that certainly really helped. And then you know, finding the agents, and deals were being, you know, sent to me as well through Lifestyles agents as well. So there's a ton of deal flow on single families. And then you pull the trigger. You buy one, and you go through the process, and all the tools that Lifestyles gave me, the spreadsheets to do the analysis, et cetera, and they were spot on. So that I couldn't have done it, I don't think, without that, at least not made as much money. I did pretty well in these three places.
I hear your story. I created the program. I know it's there, but even when I hear it back from someone, it still blows my mind that we can take someone far away from California and buy them stuff, help them buy it, because we're not buying it, you're buying it. We're just helping you through the process. And it works out, and works out for some good profit, so that's always interesting. You decided to go over to multifamily. Let's talk about that for a second. What enticed you to move over to multifamily from single family?
So, I mean, you know, your mantra really is retire in, you know, 5 years or less. And, of course, Dave Fisher was my teacher at the 2-day. So, you know, he's doing the two-year plan. And I said, well, you know, I'm not going to replace my income, which is, you know, your definition of retirement is to basically replace your income, right?
Right.
And so I said, I can't do it with single families. I would have to have way too many single families. And I think, you know, I did it to prove that I could do it. And do it remotely if necessary. And then, you know, for me, when I first started and was trying to get into the training program, you said, hey, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme, but it is a get-rich-plan, I think was kind of how you phrased it. And I saw that the only way I was going to get where I wanted to be was to do multifamily and invest passively or become a, you know, syndicator.
So the houses were just test of concept then, huh?
Yeah, for the most part.
Now, I'm going to take you back. Because I saw this part of your story embedded in your story, and I wanted to go to it because it's interesting to me. Did you, am I remembering this right, you had bought some piece of commercial real estate at some point?
So I have been, at one point I was in high-tech sales. I still am in the high-tech industry in Silicon Valley, and then ultimately I got tired of that and went, followed my father's footsteps into a chocolate business. I created a chocolate brand and went to Paris and studied how to make chocolates and came back and started a brand in Northern California and was hoping someday that would grow bigger. So I was following the model. The problem I had was the model wouldn't get me to where I wanted to go. It became a lifestyle business and not a meaning that 24/7 business that I ran myself. And so I have a small commercial building there. You know, after quite a long time, I was finally able to sell it for, unfortunately, what I paid for it. But I had tenants that paid down the note, basically, considerably over the years. So I eventually started leasing it out.
Now, that's interesting to me. Is this a single-use building you had?
Single-use building in a historic town.
It's amazing, because to me, in California, to have someone say that real estate went down in value in California, it's just so hard for me to wrap my arms around. But it's the single-useness that tied it up, or what?
Yeah, it was just, you know, it was in a historic town, and it just was not getting the growth that people thought. The town kind of worked to dissuade growth in the area.
I got you.
And there were some big owners of most of the other properties, unbeknownst to me. A couple people own the majority of the other buildings, and they kind of did things to, oddly enough, to go against their own investment needs.
I understand that. We're going to have to take a break right now. We'll be right back with Ken Casodi and the Wamsley Radio Show.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
I would like to try to sort this out a little bit and show you how deep and how pervasive this system in your life is, how the world is taking you apart at the seams, piece by piece by piece. Now, it's worse in some cases than it is in others, and some of us are better at controlling it than others, but it's going on for all of us, including myself. This is the kind of lifestyle we live. You, on the other hand, have to go to work. That's why your listenership hour is cut down to 10 minutes or 15 minutes at the most, because you're catching this show as a break in between driving from here to there, from lunch to no lunch, to whatever else it is that is controlling and manipulating your life and not allowing you to just sit down and have this conversation with me for an hour straight. Because that's what you really need to do. You need to sit down in some peace and quiet and think through your entire life. Just do it. Find a place and time where you can think it through, write it down, figure it out, and then start on the process of changing it.
We'll be right back with the Del Walton Radio Show.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Here with me today on Tell Del Tuesday is Ken Kasoji out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And Ken was telling us this story as we went to a break about a commercial real estate deal that he broke out of and made some money only because he held it for a long time and paid down the mortgage. And yet, like real estate does so many times, Ken, even when we get into a situation where it wasn't the right decision, couldn't read the tea leaves, it's still is forgiving, and you came away with some money, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was paying me $1,200 a month cash, so, you know, that was pretty good. I also bought another piece of land there, vacant land, that I wound up leasing out, and that has been producing 40% annual cash-on-cash return. So
it turned out to be a pretty good deal for you anyway. Let's talk now about the multifamily deal. The first multifamily deal you did you do it as a passive, or did you do it as an IRO, or how did you do it?
First one, passive, in a property in the Dallas area, 185 units.
And how did that one work out for you financially?
I think the property has, we're still in it. It's doubled in value, I think, in roughly 3 years. So it's working out pretty good.
Getting distributions from it?
Getting distributions. They were a little slow in the beginning. There was a lot of rehab, 185 units. You know, the exterior was repositioned and all the units were getting turned. So now it's picked up. I think it's about, I don't know, about 8% or something like that. And then, pretty clearly on the sale, which we're looking at either a sale or a refi. I mean, that's at least double my money, if not more at this point.
It's amazing, man. I've got just to give somebody an idea how much different 8% is, and I just want to give this example. This is not to show off or to brag about any amount of money I have or anything. It's just an example to show you something that's important, okay? I've got $25 million cash sitting in savings accounts right now waiting to go into my next deal or two that I find my next deal. And I'm always looking for deals, and I've always got money sitting on the sideline waiting to go into deals, right? That $25 million makes me $7,000 a month in interest, right? Now, I took a few million and I bought myself seven pieces of real estate. And those seven pieces of real estate that I bought last year make me $61,000 a month. So I spent about $5 million to make $61,000. And I have $25 million that earns me $7,000. That's the difference. And that is only a 6% rate of return comparatively to a third of a percent, like 0.33% return, 0.4%. Actually, it's now 0.4% and 0.5%. But 8%, just add another 2% to this, it'd be making $100,000 a month just from these small deals I purchased. Now, I'm making this point that 8% is a heck of a lot more than what you're earning in your savings account. That's the whole point I'm getting to. By a large amount when it comes to retirement time. You then decided to do one on your own, I take it?
I did one on my own. I bought 18 units in Phoenix December 2020. Paid about $3.5 million for it. Currently in escrow for $5.3 million. And I'm doing it without a broker because I know the people. And so we're actually getting a higher price than what we were going to get if we went the other route. So, with $1.8 million in 14 months, something like that.
So you bought it at $3.5 million and you sold it for $5.5 million, basically. Round numbers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was in 16 months. That's a heck of a deal. And it was a yield play. Was it just cap rate compression that made the price go up, or did you fix anything, do anything, raise rents? What did you do?
Yeah, it was basically fully rehab. And what I did was I really pushed rent. And so we raised rents 21% last year.
Wow. During COVID, yeah. That's a gutsy move. That is great. 21% in 1 year. That's unbelievable. And it made you, gosh, it made you $2 million. How much did you have invested personally in that deal?
$179,000.
Man. See, that's the difference. That's what people don't understand. I mean, that $179,000 would have earned you about $5 a month. It's sitting in the savings account somewhere, and you made $2 million with it. That is just unbelievable story. How did it make you feel when you did that, Ken?
Pretty awesome. Let's just say, you know, I signed up to be a lead here, and at the end of 2019, then COVID hit, and I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So it took me a while to pull the trigger. All through 2020, basically, and then I was like, okay, everyone's making money. Places are still leased out, and the worst thing that I can think that happens to the country in a while. And so I did it, and it worked out really well.
I've only got a minute left, but a minute and a half at the most, but I want to hear your perspective on this. When you joined, people said it could happen. You had a friend who showed you that he had had it happen. You listened to it. It made sense. You could rationalize that it's a logical approach to this thing. What was the difference in your feeling about your future once you actually did it, made $2 million in less than 2 years? Did that change your perspective of what your life was going to be like the rest of your life?
Yeah, in fact, I had another lead at my house yesterday, and we were planning our futures together, and they're much brighter. We had good futures, but they're going to be great futures.
I've always said there was the first day that I had $1 million worth of real estate, but had $900,000 in debt. There was the next day when I had $1 million with equity, but I had no cash. The day that I actually made $1 million was big. But for you to actually make $2 million and do it in just the shortest period of time you've been in this group just blows my mind. That's just a great story. Are you going to be coming to the expo?
It does not look like I'm going to be able to because I'll be doing inspection.
All right. Well, then we better get the rest of your story out today and today's show then because people are not going to be able to meet up with you and pick your brain for all this stuff. We're going to take a break here in about 30 seconds. And when we come back, I'm going to want to hear you've got another deal, right? That we're going to go over that next deal then. For the rest of you out there, remember, Ken is sharing this with you and not getting paid to do this. He's just doing this out of the kindness of his heart. So it was a hang in there, come back, because the next one is even better, he says.
It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Here's Del Wamsley.
You got to be a winner. People who win get everything. People who take second and third get nothing. That's just the way it works. And so you have to realize that in sports and athletics and fitness give you the kind of self-control, the kind of competitiveness that's necessary to go out in the world and succeed at business, to succeed at finding a spouse and commanding a relationship that's worthwhile, and not just taking some schmuck into your life because that's all you can get, settling for this weak example of a spouse. Many of you know that. When I say that right now, you're going, man, I know it. I just took what I could get. But you don't have to. But you have to be aggressive. You have to be a winner. You have to know what winning means. You have to have a goal. You have to go after the goal. And athletics taught me how to be a winner. I got to the level where the next level was national professional bodybuilding, which meant I would have to take a ton of steroids. And I just made the decision. I didn't think that was where I wanted to go with my life. Maybe that decision was made because I thought, I've beaten people that are natural before. They have a better natural physique than I do, but I beat them with a little bit of steroids. Now, years later, I look back and I find out I was wrong. I could have, because I now understand what I didn't understand back then. We'll be right back with Ken and the Del Wamsley Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price. Plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Here with me today on Telltale Tuesday is Ken Kasoji out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And as we went to break, he told about an incredible deal where he made $2 million in less than 2 years on about $175,000 worth of investment, which is just phenomenal. It's a 90% annualized return on the period of time he had the money invested. Now he's going to tell us about his next deal. Ken, you want to pick it up on this next one here?
Yeah, so the next deal, I was actually under contract on one property, and in due diligence, it was just too much wrong. We went back to the seller and asked for a concession, and they said no, and come to find out 5 months later, they sold it for even less than what I was offering. But so I found another property from the same seller as the first one, and I knew how that deal was working out. So I looked at it, and as soon as I ran the numbers, I jumped on it. I made an offer immediately, and we paid. This is 28 units, fully rehabbed in Glendale, Arizona. So it's just only 4 miles west of my other property. We paid $5.54 million. July 30th, 2021, and today, conservatively, it's worth $7.3 million on a T6, on T3, close to $8
million. Wow, so you paid $200,000 a door almost, and it still went up in value.
It still went up in value. Yeah, that one, cap rate compression certainly helped. Phoenix market going up, everything's gone up, and then also raising the rents, but didn't get them up 20%, but raised them. We're going through like an 8% rent increase right now. And they were pretty high before.
The fact that you did this just July of last year, I mean, it hasn't even been a year yet, and you've already made $2 million on this deal. That's just...
The day I bought it, so I had a long escrow on it because it had been rehabbed. It was a 60s vintage property, so kind of one story, decent sized property for 28 units. And so they had rehabbed everything, and they hadn't gotten it fully, stabilized. So we said, hey, we to get an agency loan, I really need this to be more stabilized. And so we pushed the escrow out. And so by the time we actually closed, it was worth significantly more on the day we closed. I could have literally sold it the next day for probably $1 million more.
And you didn't call me about this deal?
Well, so one of the challenges is when you analyze these properties, you're like, okay, 5% rent increases per year, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, it looks pretty solid. Then like some of the stories you've told on the radio, once you close, you're like, oh, hey, this is better than I thought, right?
Boy, that is better. That's an incredible. So now you've done this twice in a row. Have you renamed yourself King Midas? Got the golden touch?
Well, you've renamed me. I guess I'm now the son of Adnan Khashoggi or something. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I have no idea how to even pronounce your last name, and I've hacked it every time.
Don't worry.
By the way, just out of curiosity, what nationality is that name?
I'm Greek, yeah.
So pronounce it correctly for people so they'll actually hear it right, pronounced correctly.
It's Ken Kasoji.
Kasoji. Did I get close?
Yeah.
Kasoji.
Yeah, that's perfect, actually.
Yeah, when I first looked at it, I couldn't figure it out. That's why I've asked you, and I still can't do it.
Don't worry, you're not the first person. It took me 5 years to learn how to say it.
What's in store for you now? I mean, I don't even know how you plan for the future. After you hit two home runs in a row right out of the blocks, I think I'd be digging a hole and putting my head in it and saying, man, I'm scared to go forward. I've had too much good luck. And something bad's got to happen or something.
You know, the challenge is, so I basically have doubled the property value, the purchase price. So now I'm looking at new properties that are, you know, significantly larger. I'm trying to get to that 100 units so that I can basically come close to replacing my income so that at some point, not in the too distant future, you know, I don't have to work.
So on this 28 unit, just out of curiosity, what kind of cash flow does that throw off?
We just did our first distribution and it was 8%. We distributed $27,000 on our first quarterly distribution.
So you were going to have to up that to be able to retire.
Yeah.
What kind of work are you in? I know that you're still working.
Yeah, I sell corporate software, enterprise software to large, like Fortune 500 companies.
Can you do that from home or do you have to go to work?
No, basically, I've worked at this position for 6 years and I've done it from home the entire time. My office is in my home.
Has this changed your perspective of how you work or how you feel about your work now that you know that you have this ability to create income and wealth on the side? Has it changed the way you see your job now?
Yeah, you know, earlier in my career, my goal was to, and I think you've said this already, get promoted, work hard, work like a dog. I used to travel constantly internationally and that was all great. I had, you know, vice president level titles and above. And then one day, one job, there was a restructuring and I wasn't in the group that was in power and I found myself without a job. And it's like, well, I don't like this. So if I had found you back then, I wouldn't be working. I can say that for sure. But I'm happy to have found you. And now, you know, my role is a step down from what I've had in the past. And it's fine. I get paid really well. And now I certainly have enough money to retire. And at some point, I'm going to, you know, walk away. And whether that's a year from now or 2 years from now, you know, who knows? But I'm trying to double my net worth, like, at least every 2 years. So I've been able to do that. And so that's the plan. And then become the new Dave Fisher or something. I don't know. If I can make good money on the old place, I really don't want to go buy disheveled properties with missing teeth and stuff necessarily.
I've gone through both. And it is more fun to do the nice stuff. So you're now working to live, not living to work. And you've got your life back. I always like to ask, has there been any negative people in your life that said, hey, you shouldn't do this, or this is crazy, or why are you doing this?
So I haven't had anyone say that per se, but I have tried, you know, I'm pretty vocal about the program and tried to bring some people in. I've had a couple people, two people that are now leads. One is an aspiring lead and another is a lead. Looking for the second deal or closing the second deal. And I've tried to bring people that I've known, like, you know, from high school that I know really could use the lifestyle improvement. And they actually have the money to be able to get started. You know, they're just no interest. And I talked to one and said, hey, you signed up? And he said, yeah, I signed up. And I'm like, so are you the deal? Nah, you know, COVID and this and that. I'm like, well, you're going to be broke then. So you need to join the program and work it. And any future you want is available to you through this program. It's amazing. I don't know what else to say.
By the way, does your employer know that you own an apartment complex?
They might now. just we went through my last name on the call. But no, for the most part, no, they don't.
Well, if it doesn't affect your work, it really doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, I don't. You know, other people have. I don't have kids or anything like that, so. Still do my job just fine. In fact, I'm hoping to close the biggest orders the company's ever seen in its existence. So
you like doing the big deals and the big apartment deals. That's great. Ken, thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate it and look forward to meeting you when you get into town sometime.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
Most Americans live a life of quiet desperation in a dependent lifestyle, dependent on first your parents, then dependent on your teachers, then dependent on your boss, employees, and then ultimately dependent on the government for your retirement package, your Social Security, and so forth. And that you never really break out of that dependency. You never really have control of your life. And so you end up living your entire life really is like a gerbil on a wheel. Life of quiet desperation. You really never get to where you want to be. First choice is to try to mature, to grow up, and to get away from being dependent is to become independent, in which case you have control of your own financial situation, both your cash flow and your asset base, and you need to do that. Now, the problem with most people is they can't do something like that in large chunks because they don't have enough money. So you start out like I did. You buy one rent house. This is the key. You got to start. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You've got to go buy one rent house. Now you're $500 a month freer than you were before you had that rent house. Buy two, now you're $1,000 a month freer than what you were. You do it that way until you get up to where you have about $10,000 in income, and then you can quit your job, and then you're totally free, and then you can go out there and buy apartment complexes because you have the time to operate them at that point. If you've got more money when you're starting, then you can just go start with an apartment complex and buy in, and if you don't know how to operate it, take the classes, you learn how to do it, but then you also hire someone else to do it for you that already has the skill set, and you can move quicker than what you could if you don't have very much money. But you've got to start somewhere. That's the bottom line. If you don't ever start, you'll never get there. It's not where you start, it's where you end up that counts. And the ending up part is the last part of this thing. Is at some point you're going to want to be interdependent and not independent. Interdependent means that you own businesses. You don't work in businesses. You own businesses and other people work in them. You could say you work on businesses, and that would be true. I mean, I work on my businesses to some degree, but mostly on them and never in them. If you own an apartment complex, you don't need to go to the apartment complex. My wife goes to the apartment complex. I don't. She's teaching her daughter to get into business, so she's spending time there more out of love than anything else. The property's in pretty good condition. For COVID, I mean, 97% occupied, we're rocking over there. But other than that, the other properties, there's no need to go to them. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Wamsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I want to talk a little bit about the Lifestyles Unlimited 2022 Expo and Masters Bus Tour. Coming up here in just a few days. In Houston, Texas, at the George R. Brown, we're going to have the largest real estate investor convention in the country. We've been doing this now for multiple years. I don't remember if it's 7 or 8 years in a row we've done this. It's an incredible event. It starts on March 17th, and there's events all day long March 17th, including the first leg of the bus tour. So we'll take people out on the bus tour on Thursday. Then Friday, there'll be events all day long again, and then we'll have the second leg of the bus tour. Some people are going to go both legs. Some people are going to go to one or the other. Depends on how they signed up for it. And then Saturday is the expo itself, where there'll be training classes all day long, along with the grand speaker, all kinds of stuff, including the vendor program, vendor area, where you can go and meet all the people we do business with. Along with that, for people that are regular members here that are upgraded, they're going to get to go to the networking event, which is a gigantic event where we bring in every year 250 lead investors. We call them lead investors or syndicators that are, you know, successful in our group. And they get to come in, set up shop in a giant room, and then we just feed thousands of people into them. And it's the most amazing networking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I got pictures from last year. We were wrapped 10 people wide. It was a waiting line, 10 people wide, wrapped all the way around the entire convention center to get in, waiting to get into this thing. It's just amazing. You know, when you got 50,000 clients like we have all over the country, and they all want to know all the leads that they can so they can get access to all the deals they want to get into, it's quite an event to watch happen. Also, We've got all kinds of breakout classes that are really interesting because we got women's real estate, you know, we've got kids' real estate, we've got all different kinds of things that you can go and watch along with syndication classes, how to syndicate, how to do IRO independent deals, single family classes on how to do single family houses, how to retire in 5 years or less classes. I mean, just tremendous amount of stuff for people to go to and pay attention to, right? And you want to make sure that you get to this thing. So you're going to go to the website. You're going to go to Lifestyles Unlimited. Let's see if I can look this up here. Or it's called Real Estate Investors Expo Texas, Lifestyles Unlimited. And look that up and you can log on and figure out which type of ticket you want. Now, if you're a Lifestyles member, I think the base ticket is free with your membership. So you might see a free ticket on there just to come to the Saturday event. I think that's the way it works. I'm not sure. It's the way it was before last year and the year before. So I'm assuming there's still a free ticket in there for Lifestyles members. So if you're thinking about getting joined up, join up before you buy the ticket. It makes more sense. And then you get the ticket for free thrown in, right? Every year we have hundreds of interesting classes. Like we have a women's class where the top five or six women investors get up and speak about how important it is for women to realize they can do this and how to do it. We've got classes on passive investors, you know, how you can do this and not even lift a hand on yourself. Other than being educated, you don't have to do anything except invest your money. Pick lead investors you want to get with. Put a little money in each of their deals that you like. And like you saw the results of the guy we just brought up here a second ago, Ken, he had some massive results. See how that all works. There'll be food. We're in restaurants. We've got tickets. I think there's still bus tickets available. I don't know for sure. But I think that the hotels, we bought blocks and blocks of hotel rooms. I think we might have bought some more at a hotel that's not right on site there, close by, that you can get into for discounts in these block tickets things. But you got to be there. Now, whether you come for all 3 days or you come for just one. Now, the last day on the 19th, and there's literally a meeting slash get together slash party slash networking event each night. But on the last night, Saturday, the 19th, there's a giant party. And we take over an entire restaurant. And it has an indoor area and an outdoor area and a band and just the entire big, 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 big party. There'll be 1,000 people there, if not more. I'm not sure how many can actually get into that building. But it was packed last year. So you talk about an opportunity to have a good time, meet with some good people, and get out and do something. This is going to be that possibility for you. You're going to want to get there and get it done and get involved because, hey, it's only once a year. You miss this, you miss that opportunity to meet thousands, literally thousands of real estate investors that have been successful at this, that have retired between 2 and 5 years and have taken this thing all the way. This is your chance. If you are a skeptical type person, this is the place you need to go. Invest in the airline ticket and a hotel room. Come for one day, if nothing else. This will break your skepticism. You say, well, I've been listening to you on the radio for 30 years. Yeah, and you still have not done anything. You come meet these people live, and it's almost impossible you won't believe. Because every person you come up to will have a story. And most of them are very, very good stories. Some of them are just average stories. But everybody you meet will have a story. And everybody you meet will be friendly and open and willing to tell you what's going on and how it works. That is what's different about Lifestyles Unlimited. Everybody here is open. We're here to spread the wealth of knowledge necessary to spread the wealth to you. And if you come, you will be satisfied 100%.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
Focus on commitment to the project. Whatever the project in hand is, getting in shape. Commit yourself to getting in shape. Focus on the commitment. Don't focus on getting motivated. Forget the motivational step. You don't need it. Commit to the results. As we work through the rest of this stuff, you'll see that that commitment to the results is what's going to get you there. Because number two, I think, is important tie-in with number one, is that is seek knowledge, not results. Now, what I found is that if you try to just get out there and do something, I told you this story 10, 20 times about me going out there and rebuilding this train layout 3 different times before I finally went to an expert, to a pro, and got all my questions answered, because I kept getting into it and running into something, a design flaw that was designed into the very plan. So you'd get to that design flaw. When you run up against it, you could go no further. You had to take it all apart and start over again. I did that two or three times. Finally, I realized what I need to do is I need to totally envision the entire project. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.